USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Elon Musk has offered to close his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter Incorporated on the terms he originally agreed to. Twitter confirmed receipt of the proposal and said it intends to close the transaction at the original price of $54.20 a share. The proposal would enable them to avoid a trial set to begin October 17th. Gerber Kawasaki Wealth and Investment Management CEO Ross Gerber on Bloomberg Technologies Tuesday.
He's literally created a huge loss for himself by really the way he's handled this, because a lot has changed inside Twitter in the last 4 months as well, including a mass amount of high-quality individuals who worked at Twitter leaving and a lot more planning on leaving.
A malfunctioning South Korean ballistic missile blew up as it plowed into the ground Wednesday during a live fire drill with the United States. The explosion and subsequent fire panicked local residents of the coastal city of Gangneung, who were already uneasy over North Korea's flagrant aggression. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed laws Wednesday claiming the annexation of four Ukrainian territories. Western nations dispute the sham of a claim. It should be noted Putin's forces do not fully control any of those regions, which makes up 15% of Ukraine. Meanwhile, Ukraine's military was continuing to reclaim territory during advances in the country's south and east. History was made Tuesday evening deep in the heart of Texas. New York Yankees slugger Aaron Judge homered over the left field wall off the Texas Rangers to become the American League home run king with his 62nd home run of the season, surpassing former Yankee Roger Maris' record set 61 years ago in 1961. We are USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
With gasoline prices on the rise again, the recession taxing every American wallet, an approval rating that should be renamed unapproval rating, and the midterm elections coming up Tuesday, November 8th, 2022, President Biden has become a little testy with the media in America. Katie Lewis from the Midwest Bureau reports.
Critics of President Joe Biden slammed him on Tuesday for his response to reporters shouting questions at him while being escorted out of a White House abortion task force meeting. Here's the exchange.
We're now going to move to the closed press portion of our task force meeting, so thank you very much.
Critics said Biden attacks the free press despite refusing to answer their questions or hold frequent press conferences.
President Trump, in a limited request, has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to halt part of the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals ruling and restore a special master's access to classified documents seized from his Mar-a-Lago home. Trump's application claims the 11th Circuit lacked jurisdiction to review, much less stay, the order. A Wisconsin law firm on Tuesday is the latest to sue President Biden and his plan to transfer up to $20,000 in student debt to the American taxpayers. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, also known as WILL, filed the lawsuit. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.